How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Picture this. The sun is shining, you're on an inner tube floating down a lazy river. Your drink has an umbrella in it. Now, doesn't this song sound like the perfect soundtrack for that wonderful afternoon? I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset.
No routine, it's not what it seems. No routine, not a important to forget. I don't need to have your day, Haley. We can supplement at night with all the lost time, baby. With my multi-V Vitaminas.
We're listening to Multivitaminas from the new super duo Volleyball. That's a collab from Chicago artists Vivian McConnell, a.k.a. Vivi Lightbody, and Daniel Villarreal. The two are making waves with this dancey, dreamy, groovy synth pop. So I sat down with them to chat about their new album, which dropped this week. Here's Vivi.
Yeah, we both have been musicians in Chicago for a while. And Daniel and I were both living in Bridgeport. And Daniel would kind of have these really fun musician parties, you know, where like playing vinyl. Ooh. And, you know, inviting people for food and stuff. And we ended up connecting. Our bands had played together before, and yeah, he invited me. I think you saw me biking or something, and you said, come on by. And we ended up kind of playing some music together in the basement, like very organic.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And I was playing on this Casio, your dad's Casio. Yep. From the 70s.
Yeah.
And he was playing drums, and I'm usually a guitar player, and I was like, whoa. We both kind of looked at each other, and I was like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, this is different. And yeah, it was kind of like very organically, you know, collaboration right away. That's back like in 2017.
Yeah.
We started jamming in the basement and just having fun pretty much. We wanted to have a band to have fun.
Yeah.
We always said, like, this is the band that we just have fun and say yes to a lot of things and don't have limitations or don't have,
right,
like rules that are like not fun.
So this is the first album together, but it sounds like it's been years in the making. I mean, you had me at musician parties. I was like, can I come?
I mean, I guess musician parties.
They sound amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Daniel is such a connector of people. And I felt like it was kind of like fate that we became friends, and it was the polar vortex, I feel like, and we were writing this pretty tropical sounding music, or just exciting, fun music. And it was kind of also, you know, Daniel has Dos Santos and his own solo project, and I have Vivi Lightbody. But we really were just trying to write something or just take some pressure off of our usual, you know, musician lives.
Yeah.
And be like, let's just have fun with this music and see where it takes us. And it took a while for us to finally release something, but that was a part of the process as well.
But at some point you had to come up with a name.
Yes.
So where did Volleyball come from, Daniel?
Yeah. Vale is a phrase that people in Spain use, like vale, vale. And that means yes or okay. Kind of like affirmative to something. If you want to buy some groceries out in Barcelona, I recently went to Barcelona to see my daughter out there, and then she's like, "Hi, can I see this?" And the people, "Vale, vale," like it's like cool, cool.
Ah.
Then and ball is kind of like Vivian said, like a little bit of a pun, like ball is like a ball,
mm-hmm,
you know. And then we combine it both together, okay, ball. like, let's get the ball rolling. Let's go. Like,
let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, kind of like an invented sport. And we're...
I love it.
We're the champions of yes ball.
There's a quote in the bio of this album. It says, Daniel and I have had pretty different musical upbringings, but with volleyball, we're making the kind of expansive and joyful music we both love and made us friends in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah. Your different paths coming together. Sounds like that's what you were describing a bit there, Vivi.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in rural Illinois and I've lived in Chicago for 10 years. And, you know, growing up in the Midwest and not having much exposure to a lot of different types of music, and then moving to Chicago and meeting all these, you know, brilliant musicians and people. And Daniel's from Panama and comes with, you know, is so knowledgeable and is an amazing DJ and has, you know, all this background of musical history. And I was really into Brazilian music, and I think we started talking about a band, actually a band from Colombia called the Meridian Brothers.
Yeah.
And we just really bonded over that. Mm. And
well, you can hear that, right? You can hear in the rhythm, the Latin-inspired rhythms, right? I read on the website that you didn't play much Latin music until after you moved to the States from Panama City.
Yeah,
is that right, Daniel?
Yeah, that's correct, Sasha. It's kind of funny because... people, the assumption of being like from Latin America is like, oh, he plays salsa and play some bongos, but actually they're congas, you know? Like,
well, that comes from a specific country.
Yeah, like these guys, you know, like Latin flavor, Tito Puente over there or some stuff like that. But I grew up like playing like classic rock and punk rock music. I was like a skateboarder. Like I grew up in Panama City, very like like urban living growing up, like in the city of Panama. Then... I wasn't exposed to play like Latin music until I moved to Chicago, and I'm a founding member of this psychedelic cumbia band here in Chicago. It's called Dos Santos. Mm. And then I started like listening to some South American chicha music, and I was very right away like hooked into it and just kind of like went through a rabbit hole of all the Latin psychedelic cumbia style stuff. I just learned it here in Chicago.
Yeah, so interesting. Well, let's listen to a fun example of this groove that I think Daniel's talking about. This is Row, Row, Row. Makes me want to dance, but Vivi, it also gives me the feels, and I feel like I attribute a lot of that to your beautiful voice and really just that dreamy flute that we can hear in the background. So talk about marrying that dancey sound with a more emotional one. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, it's easy. No, that's a really good question. I mean, my solo project Vivi Lightbody is very much emotion. It's a super emotional project. It's me kind of expressing my feelings in a very direct way. And so it felt so fun for me to be able to, you know, write songs that were, you know, maybe on the surface about dolphins or a breakup at a sushi restaurant or Row, 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 which is about being in a rowboat. And so I kind of wanted to write these songs that on the surface are simple, mm-hmm. but then also kind of tell a story and maybe are a little more, not so directly emotional, if that makes sense. But if you really do listen, there's like a lot of love and tenderness and heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a really fun process for me and kind of a new songwriting style.
Yeah, I found that interesting, putting the two together, because you wouldn't necessarily expect that.
Right.
Right.
And I think also like being in kind of an indie band, indie project, I don't get to make people dance. And so this project, we were like, we want to make songs that people want to move their bodies to. And that felt really important. And that was kind of like, at the end of the day, that was a huge goal of ours.
That's a good point. Now that you can make people dance, how do you feel?
So good.
Yeah, good.
Dancing is really cool. And volleyball is making pop music. And by that, I mean it's energetic, it's accessible, it's inviting. And it's similar in a lot of ways to some of the biggest songs and artists that are out today. But I think in your case, you stand out when it comes to the complexity. And I'm curious if that was intentional. Like, did you set out, Daniel, to expand what you hear pop music sounding like today?
Yeah, we didn't like purposely like trying like to make it complicated, but kind of like friendly with what, like you said, like in the, for the pop ear, I would say.
Yes.
Like something like easy to listen, like the breeze, like how the our bio describe it. We're a breezy band.
Breeze pop.
Breeze pop.
Yes. And then, but yes, all these polyrhythms and all these things that make you dance without getting too technical. We are losing like the groove that's probably in our minds for sure. Part of the pop element of the writing.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
So I want to talk now about the synths in this album. Vivi, I understand that writing music with a synthesizer, that was just foreign to you. So do you find using new tools helps to sort of unlock maybe a new side of your creativity?
Absolutely. When I started to play on this little tiny Casio, you know, my fingers barely fit on it, but it really did open up or, you know, unlock something for me. And I think, you know, I'd been writing songs on guitar for 10, 15 years, and I needed something to shift, to open up new melodies and also kind of like simplify a little bit, you know, and be okay with writing songs that have maybe 3 or 4 chords and they don't have to be too complicated. But then working with Daniel, it really like inspired me to honestly explore on the instrument, and it felt so fun, and making the record was so fun because I was, you know, more synths, and everybody
was more.
Vivi, hold on.
too many synths.
And I'm like, there can never be enough. No, but it was awesome, and I feel really a lot more connected with the synthesizer keyboard than I ever have before. So,
well, I'm ready for another song. This is the hit single off your self-titled album. It's Ne Touche Pas.
Two hearts, 4 hands. I thought you'd understand.
Okay, spoiler, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. How did this one come together, Daniel? You mentioned in your album cover that this one's the party starter.
Yeah, it's party. Get the party started. Well, it came with rhythms, with the drums, and for sure, like, me and Vivian just thinking about, like, grooving and not being, like, too fast, not too slow, just, like, medium tempo right there. coming up with these rhythms, ideas that goes with the melody. Like Vivian mentioned before, like she's getting very comfortable and exploring other sounds out of her synthesizer playing, and that is one of a good example of that song, Le Touche Pas, like holding the keys. And she's getting better and better. We have to say that.
I have.
Then her left hand does the bass and the right hand does the melody. And sometimes she has another hand. I call her the octopus. And she has pedals and then she brings out the flute and she keeps singing. And
incredible.
Yeah. And it keeps going. And people is like, wow, you just two people? It's like, it's actually Vivian Octopus.
Daniel and the three Vivis.
Yeah, the three.
And this one, Le Touche Pas, is really fun because you were reading it as kind of French, Le Touche Pas.
As soon as I saw the title, I thought Le Touche Pas.
Right.
Like, and do not touch.
That's what it was, right? It means do not touch. And then it was really fun because I had Daniel write the set list and he wrote it as kind of like the Spanish phonetic spelling. And we were like, wow, did we just make up a language? This is so cool. And it all started because that was Le Touche Pas was written on a label of a Instapot.
Oh my goodness.
So it's like, don't touch. I'm on the dance floor. Don't touch.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Too hot to touch.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. That's what I picked up from that as well. Yeah. Another thing I noticed listening to this album, Daniel, is that the mix of live drums and the synthesized drums, right? So how does that sound translate then in a live setting?
We have, well, live I play organically drums and pretty loud. Then I'm trying to be balanced. Of course, we're two people, but incorporating like electronic elements on studio, that kind of give a little bit more of a punch. Now that we live in a digital world, having like 808s for the kick and things like that are more like suiting to the ear and kind of more smooth. Live, we can add something with a drum pad that can emulate that. A lot of people do that. We haven't gotten there yet, but I like to keep things organic, to be honest. Not think too much about like you depend on some kind of electronic to make music happen. Of course, we depend on keyboards and this kind of thing, but not like a whole thing that kind of like a playback.
Yeah.
You know, trying to be as organic as possible.
Yeah, and it just gives me an old school feel too, right? Mm-hmm. The real instruments in real time.
Yeah.
You've got an album release show in June at Thalia Hall. Walk me through preparing your set, Vivi.
Yeah, I mean, we have been playing kind of the same songs for a while, so I think we're feeling, maybe we'll debut some new songs, but we're so excited. We're going to be in the round for that one, so the audience will be able to be around us, which I'm so excited for because I'm doing a lot up there. Daniel's doing a lot. You know, he's playing congas, he's playing drums.
Well, you're being an octopus.
Yeah. And so I'm excited for people to kind of be on the floor with us. But yeah, we're so excited. We have amazing openers. We have Carlisle, who does synth pop as well. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. And then Elizabeth Moen is going to open the night.
Nice.
I think as
friend of the show.
Yes. Yeah. And one of my best friends. And so, yeah, we're just so excited for that. And it's going to be a real celebration, I think. And it was ambitious to book Thalia, but our band was writing songs in Pilsen and Bridgeport for a while, and it feels really good to kind of like honor that area. So, yeah.
I think it was a great idea.
Thank you.
If you ask me. Well, leave us with this, and I want to hear from you both. As we're in this celebratory mode that you mentioned, I mean, what's next?
Yeah, I think like playing more shows live and getting the people to know the music through our live shows. That would be next.
Yeah. And I think, just getting, we're really excited to have, we have vinyl and we picked it up today. We're excited for, I don't know, volleyball's been so Chicago and we're really excited for it to, reach other parts of the country and the world.
That's Vivian McConnell and Daniel Villarreal, the two genius minds behind Volleyball. Mark your calendars because they will be performing the album live on June 7th at Thalia Hall. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Thank you so much, Sacha.
All right, one more before we go. This is Trajitos Verditos.
Yes.
Baby, wait.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Ethan Schwab and edited by me. Want to stay on top of the latest news and culture in Chicago? Well, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Make sure to sign up at wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.